Hello, hello, this is Kinnack, and welcome back for the 42nd Metroplexity podcast, in which I will answer the question to life, the universe, and everything. If only I would tell you where and when I will answer it. Well, let's launch into some questions. We've got a CryptoDynamic coming up first. Hey, Kinnack. Hey, Crypto. From my perspective, the piecemeal approach to Old Town seems to be working out pretty well. How do you feel it's going so far? I think it's been doing fucking great, personally. It's been obviously rolling out faster than I feel like it would have otherwise, and also I feel like the overall quality is increasing a little bit just because I have a little more time to sort of focus on each chunk and make sure that it's polished properly. Are you settled on what the prizes will be for the Survivor's Reset leaderboard?
Yep.
Have all of the art in for that. They're not actually coded in yet. They'll probably end up going out, when we start out the Old Town Reset leaderboard, but that'll probably be a little bit after Old Town is technically finished. Maybe at the same time? I guess we'll see. But obviously, it won't be before Old Town is technically finished, because that would be silly. Any cryptic hints on what to look forward to with Halloween this year? Well, I got to pretty much exactly where I wanted to in Old Town to do Halloween, and I'm working on Halloween now. And is that a hint? I don't know. Al, some questions. Hi, Kinnack. Thanks for the podcast, Doug. You are quite welcome. Old Town has been great so far, but I don't want to ask specific questions until I explore it more. Fine by me. Glad you enjoyed it, though. I'm curious to hear what the typical day for you is like. Can you walk us through the process for designing and implementing a content release? Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised I haven't gotten that question before, but I don't think I have. I should actually mention, now that I'm thinking about my day, if you hear any, like, drilling or shrieking noises or like stuff being pounded into other stuff, I promise it's not the result of someone asking questions they shouldn't have. It's just that our bathroom was getting ready to fall into our kitchen, and that's sort of being resolved upstairs as we speak, which is also why the podcast is a little late. They're sort of demoing the bathroom, this being short for demolishing the bathroom, and now they're sort of putting it back together. During the demolishing process, you would not have been able to hear me over the crowbars and hammers and things getting thrown around, and now there will at least be spaces where you can hear me. What my typical day looks like. Roll out of bed in the morning as my spouse Liz is heading out, usually just do the normal morning stuff, breakfast, shower, all that happiness, and then go to usually first thing I'll grab any overnight bug reports. Usually just sort of all at once for Metroplexity and Twilight Heroes, check the forums, make sure nobody's said anything that I need to respond to, make sure nobody sent me any messages in-game that I need to deal with. So a lot of times you'll see, if you send me, a bug report or an in-game message at, 2 in the morning, I'll usually get back to that, basically when I get up. As I'm doing that, I'll be sort of eating breakfast, as the rest of the day goes, I've been playing with sort of a variant on the Pomodoro method, which is basically you have 25 minutes of working and then a 5-minute break. So you have like one 25-minute task that you do and then a 5-minute break. Repeat as needed. So I usually just cycle through those, and some of the, some of the things that I'm working on are, Metroplexity content stuff, some of them are stuff on Twilight Heroes, some of it's just, work around the house, some of it's, making myself lunch. Not every, chunk of that is necessarily, Metroplexity. But the as of right now, at least, the way that I sort of get to a content release is by breaking it up into very small chunks and just, you know, powering through those one at a time. So one chunk might be like putting in all the stats for the items and sort of like establishing the framework that it's in. And there might be a separate chunk that's actually writing all of the descriptions, even depending on how many items I'm dealing with. Or, you know, depending on how I'm feeling, it might be like, you know, I do the ingredients first and get those totally done, and then do the results of the crafting after that, that sort of thing. So yeah, it depends exactly how that breaks out. It depends a lot on how much I think I'm getting done in those spans. Yeah, I try to get in at least, you know, part-time-ish on everything. There's other stuff that I end up working on, and I mean, a lot of extra time that I end up spending on design and the like that isn't technically, well, I'm quote on the clock, just, you know, mulling things over, which I think is an important part of the process. I've actually found that one of the best times for me to actually do design work, like the very early design work, is not in the morning, as I have been, but actually, if I happen to be up really late for some reason, like 2 or 3 in the morning, which I guess is not what I have considered really late a few years ago, I'm almost always to bed by 3 now. I used to be, like, regularly 5 or 6 in the morning, but designing it then is actually really helpful, because I have a tendency to sort of go from, oh, here's this, you know, really simple, elegant idea to, like, this, you know, huge, sprawling structure, and when I'm tired enough, it's just sort of like, I can't be fucking bothered with making this giant, complex thing, and so it just gets really cut down, thing after thing after thing, until, you know, a very solid core pops out. Yeah, that's sort of how it usually looks. I just will go through and do just really break things out. When I'm putting in an opponent, I'll usually sort of sketch them out, decide what sort of techniques they're going to have. And from there, sketch out, like, if they do need any new techniques, like, sort of dig in and design those out, and then come back and actually enter the opponent and their stats and stuff, and assign any flags that they need to have on them, that sort of thing. Items I sort of talked about already. One thing that is actually kind of interesting about how the process ends up working is because Puyo obviously does all of our art, a lot of times I will have to have a pretty good idea of what I'm doing, like 2 weeks or so in advance, in time for that art to get turned around. So if I'm doing, you know, a donation item, say, in, you know, the next week or two, I would already have to have an art request in to Puyo with, I mean, both the art for the item and the art for any, like, techniques that it gives, any, you know, enemies that you run into, all this sort of stuff, which makes sort of the last-minute changes in implementation very interesting. Because sometimes it'll be like, oh, I have this really good, yes, not gonna work. But at the same time, if I go through and implement everything and then plug in the pictures, it's really easy to not have the pictures match up properly, because I don't really like to say, you know, this is exactly what this has to look like. It's sort of like, this is the general idea, because then we get a lot more interplay, and I think that the end result ends up being better for having me get some things. A lot of the times, it's not quite what I want, if that makes sense. Hopefully that answers the question. Any plans for Game Works for Sound in Old Town? The construction site seems like a good fit. Yeah, that's that is actually the plan, construction site, so it should be available for PvP eventually. I just read that. I unsuccessfully tried to learn the surprise collapsible baton attack used by internal security. Are there any baton-related attacks out there to find, or baton-based forms of techniques we already know? Yes to at least one of those. I think you, let me double check to see if it's actually yes to both. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's just the learning. It's just a whole baton-related technique rather than any interesting forms of existing ones. Midgard MG2 has a -4 power to techniques using reflexes, but the heavy guard that... I'm actually on track. I'm second-guessing myself now. The Midgard MG2 has a -4 power to techniques using reflexes, but the heavy guard that uses it doesn't have any penalties to techniques using reflexes. Is he just that awesome? Yeah, basically. They're pretty intense individuals. There might be a... it's probably not worth putting a skill in for, but it would not be out of sorts for there to be a skill that allowed you to use it without it being quite so awkward. The new records office and construction site escalate in a satisfying way when you cause a disturbance. Makes me wonder, have you thought about similar mechanics for the Slags Lab? There are... I feel like the Slags Lab is just generally pretty hostile, although there are definitely some encounters that could be flipped there. Slags Lab is an interesting place. I might go back there and give that a new coat of paint at some point, but... not something that's immediately on my mind. Why does the MBR lab use red alert effect instead of a daily flag? I feel like... I feel like any of them could really go either way as far as that goes. It might be worth having... them all be consistent, but at the same time, I do like having the very obvious call out to it, and I'm not sure if that serves as a good sort of explanatory stepping on point to, like, oh, you know, people notice you when you do these things, you should do something about that, and, like, think about it. Or if they should all just be very consistent to provide for a little more consistent experience. The Midgard Warehouse sends increasing numbers of guards in, but the more maintain it, activities continue to go on. How many people do they have to murder there before they send the workers home? I think what you're seeing there is a lot of Midgard's level of giving a fuck about its office employees versus the folks in the warehouse. So that's not necessarily a, it's possible that there should be, like, encounters instead of them acting normally with them panicking, and not being able to leave, or at least not being able to leave without getting, you know, written up, but the fact that doesn't get evacuated is not an oversight by any means. Question from Fomp. Will we be getting Novus Way of getting comm discourse at any point in the future? Yeah, more than likely you'll be seeing that with the Novus hacking PvP. And that just needs to happen. I would like to have that come in by the end of the year, but obviously, I mean, Old Town and Halloween need to happen. But that's sort of the next big thing on my radar after those. Not much progress. Question from Barton26. Not much progress has been made with finding the secrets of the Black Book. Can you confirm that there are still some unknown contact in there, and maybe share a cryptic hint? There is one pretty major unknown thing, but it's definitely not supposed to be easy to find. Someone will probably figure it out eventually, through sheer cussedness, but it definitely requires a fair amount of cussedness, and by a fair amount, I mean either knowing it and a fair amount, or just a completely absurd amount. So my personal advice is, unless you're really like, I'm going to beat this secret into submission and, you know, hear the lamentations of its significant others, I would explore something else. If you do want to beat the secret into submission, hear the lamentations of its significant others. Is it lamentations or lamentations? I might be mispronouncing that. Anyway, moral of the story, if you want to make it cry for its parents, then, you know, that's still a good option. Couple questions from Plus Four. The blotted documents can be used for one energy. Which of these is most correct? A, we should already be able to decode them somehow. B, not implemented. C, they're not meant to be decoded at all. I would say B is closest. There will probably be some more stuff added there later. There are a lot of things that are going to be hanging a little bit weirdly because this may not end up applying to blotted documents, but it's a fine example of somewhere this might happen. There are probably going to be some places where you can gain skills in Old Town, which, as you may have noticed, you can't yet, which isn't a huge deal. Like, there aren't usually a ton of skills along the main quest line, and that's intentional. But there are some sort of interesting side jaunts you can take within Old Town that I would like to grant skills. But it would be rather peculiar to drop those in right now, just because it would do some pretty dubious things to the survivor's reset. And I'd rather sneak the skills in later, obviously with like an announcement like, hey, there are some skills in Old Town now, than either make them not count or just, yeah, totally screw up the depth part of the contest. Well, really, the width and the depth part. So yeah, that's sort of where skills in Old Town are right now. In the buried lab area, if I stay in bum clothes, it seems I don't get any useful options if I choose to fight. I end up with the Omega Order eventually, which is how I always complete this area. Can you please add something more obvious to the narrative as to what the players are expected to do in order to finish the side quest without destroying everything? I I will look into that. I'm not going to make any promises, though. Both in that triggering the Omega Order is a totally legitimate way of ending that quest. And that's sort of what... that's sort of Hal's approach to things, just in general. And so that's not, it's not something that, that bothers me, I guess, particularly. But but I believe that there are a few other ways that you can get, I mean, there are a few other ways that you can get the documents that you need, and they don't all require that you change outfits. So, I guess, however that ends up working for you. Alright. Let's move it on. There's some questions from XKIV. How many of the Toucan Zack items have an avatar associated with them? Most? Half of them? Closest to only the five that Wiki is aware of? I would say most. I don't think it's all, but there are a lot of them. A lot of avatars associated with the two coin items. Is the Extreme Tackle Box the only one coin item that has an avatar? I'm not sure you... I'm assuming you're meaning the fishing avatar. I'm not 100% sure you actually need the Tackle Box for that. Yeah, the Fisher avatar doesn't. It's possible that there might be another one that I'm just, you know, not thinking of, but, I mean, they're sort of thematically related, obviously, right? But, unless there are two fishing avatars, and I've forgotten one of them, which seems very unlikely, the Tackle Box doesn't have an avatar specifically associated with it. Will there be a separate Novos Oldos program sections in inventory? When Oldos goes away, which it will eventually, the Oldos programs that are no longer useful in Novos will just become data, and they'll no longer do anything. Obviously, ones that already had uses outside of Aldos, you know, the like sightlink programs and things like that will end up still being programs that do various things, but yeah, they won't do anything anymore. Last time I remember, you weren't perfectly happy with how reactive defense worked. Any changes in that mechanic? Thoughts? Hints? Myself, I do not much appreciate how increasing my max HP can increase damage done to me. I don't... I don't think it should actually work out that way. Or... Yeah... Yeah, regardless. It's sort of like, wait, or maybe that's the whole point. I have not actually thought about reactive defense in quite a while. I just have, obviously, other stuff that I'm working on. It's, I'm... I'm okay with there being... things, particularly in PvP, that favor characters with lower stats. And if reactive defense ends up being one of those, I'm 100% fine with that. It's... There's some parts about it that are sort of clunky. But... I don't particularly... I don't think that... Everything being sort of a multiplier is actually positive for balance in PvP. There are some things where you have to have, I mean, catch-up effects, right? And, like I said, if reactive defense ends up being one of those, that's 100% fine with me. I don't think it does that particularly strongly now. But if it does, that's what I was just saying. It's not something that particularly bothers me. If it's something that bothers you, or like you get to a point where it starts to suck, then I mean, absolutely use different equipment. Like that's just sort of the direction that ends up going. Some questions from Arcane. Hello, Kinect. I slept on the last podcast, so I'll try to make my amends here. I feel as if I failed in my responsibility in ensuring a meaty podcast last time. How do you feel when there's not a lot of activity in the podcast question side of things? I'm okay with it. I mean, there are definitely times where having a short podcast is not the worst thing in the world. And having a long podcast is not always, you know, valuable in and of itself. It's pretty common nowadays for indie games to provide weekly or semi-weekly content updates to their games in beta. Are you taking a page out of their books here with the old-time content patches, or is it part of your new business plan? I've really been trying to do weekly updates for quite a while. It's just, sort of a wedding of the fact that waiting forever to get updates is boring, and waiting forever to put out updates is actually less efficient for me. It has taken and would take far longer for Old Town to come out with it all coming out at once than with it coming out in blocks like this. It's not something that I feel most of the only indie game that I feel like I'm really following that does that is Nuclear Throne, and that one, honestly, I find the updates more annoying than anything else, just because they don't have a good way for save files to move across, for whatever reason. And so you have to keep unlocking stuff or hit, like, the unlock button that they added in one of the updates, neither of which feels like a particularly satisfactory solution. So I wouldn't say that, that it's particularly inspired by anything other than just sort of the realization that's, how it would work best for me going forward. But, I mean, I think it's... The fact that other people are doing it is... hopefully means that I'm on a good track there. Speaking of Old Town content updates, do you think that the Old Town office workers celebrate Halloween in the office, string up fake cobwebs in the lobby, pumpkin baskets full of candy in the break room, spooky, scary skeleton daisy canes strung on the walls, punch? Does this tickle your fancy? Yeah, I don't know. You might have to wait and see what happens for Halloween. Has any new skills been available now thanks to the Old Town updates that have happened thus far? Sort of accidentally answered this one already, but no, there currently aren't any for reasons I discussed before. Here's another question Old Town content has brought up. Based on the lore of the game, eating a raw heart gains you the wisdom of the enemy. So you, like, use Organ Feast and eat someone who has an omnibody heart. Do you get apps packaged into your brain, or how does that work? The people need to know. The specific raw heart is, I mean, the rules of different etheric things don't always work exactly the same, but the idea of having, you know, some prion code infecting your brain because you ate some corporately sponsored cyberware does have a certain appeal to it. We don't know what wisdom the Omnibody Heart has, but we do know it interacts with the Blitz Popper, namely keeps the heart from beating painfully. Anything about the Blitz Poppers we're yet to find that we'd find very interesting. I feel like there is something at least funny with Blitz Popper that you haven't found yet. Yeah, there is at least one funny thing that hasn't popped up yet. Funny, of course, for values of Kinnack. Can we find Z in Old Town, or is that downtown exclusive? Yeah, you'll run into Z downtown. From here on out, we'll depart Old Town for questions in new and terrible and funny vistas, but mostly terrible. Ages ago, you sage upon us that we can affect the results we get in Novo's shared files, perhaps even the post-archives, too. Since then, I've tried during Vigilante in the Quad to get more Vigilante vids, pass drinks out and pick fights to get more Drunken Rage vids, and even went bat-to-bat with the Quad Poet to get more poetry results. Even tried deleting shared files that gave me things I didn't want. No discernible effect. Any more sagely fortune cookies you can crack open on this topic? You're sort of close with one of those. Sort of like, you know, shooting past something at sort of a skew line, but you're within, like, line of sight of one of the major ones. Unlike the Blitz Poppers, the RAM timer has not been keeping up with the rush of new content. Would it be fair to say that nothing particularly interesting is waiting in the depths of this item? That's interesting. I thought that I was actually keeping up with that. Oh yeah, there's supposed to be a bunch of new location stuff in here. So there's nothing new waiting for you there, because I forgot to add some stuff. Dance fighting! The exciting new sixth fighting type! Wave your spirit fingers. Things just got rocking and rolling. Wave your spirit fingers. Okay, good. I feel like, I'm not sure I read that correctly. All the pieces are already there. Dancing Blad gives... Dancing Blad, okay. Now I'm screwing up. Dancing Blade gives dance power. Life of the party, powered by dance power. Midgar player and Stainless Skull and the Over-Under and all the other things giving dance power around with everything else they do. New skills, toe-tapping encounters, inspired techniques. It'll be the content dump to rival all content dumps. Dance, 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 dance. What do you think? There is a certain charm to it, although it's a little more Twilight Heroes than Metroplexity. There is certain special place that music holds in the heart of Metroplexity, but I don't think we'll be seeing Earthworld-style dance-offs anytime in the near future. The last question was kind of a mouthful, so I'll give you a breather here. So, calcified organs. If someone eats a calcified heart, what's the wisdom there? Do they think of bony things? Halloween?
sweet, sweet calcified heart. Calcified organs, I guess I should say. Yes, only the range of raw hearts is fairly narrow. Though I don't recall if you get a special message when you consume that with Ghoul Bite and the related techniques. I remember talking to you about all things I've done to the Ghoul King, trying to bind him, finding words, etc., etc., many other things upon. Last thing I told you is that I was going to try every single equipable on him. I've basically done that, besides some quests and no trade items that can't possibly be relevant. Perhaps you can give a prod in the right direction? Do I need to eat his art? Does he have one? I would look up to see if he has a heart, but you can actually more or less determine that with the appropriate use of techniques, so I'm not too worried about it. Let's see. Well, it's obviously not an equipable. Which obviously raises the question of what else could it be? I mean, you've mentioned some techniques you might try. There's obviously a whole world of skills and effects that you might have. Probably easier to start ruling out everything but equipment after that, unless you're getting going in some very, very interesting directions. What kind of lame power is heart anyway? Actually, the thing that weirds me out about, like, heart being a lame power is that, I guess, heart is only a lame power because it's on a kid's show and it's in the hands of the heroes. If it were either on, like, the villain's powers, it would be hard freaking core. Or if it were on, like, something a little, you know, grittier than, you know, an 80s, 90s, you know, kids cartoon, it would be hardcore. I mean, the ability to basically have, like, unlimited mind control, except, of course, against, like, the one villain who you want to mind control. That part, which being set aside. Like, oh, you can shoot gouts of fire at people. That's great. I can command, like, a legion of fighter pilots. They can shoot fire at people. I don't know. I mean, there's certainly a level of it having to suck to please sort of the censors. And, I mean, obviously, like, it goes into a pretty morally dark place pretty fast as soon as you start using it on humans. But, you know, that's not the sort of thing that they usually think about in kids' shows anyway. And, you know, you've got someone hurling balls of fire around, which isn't great. But I feel like looking at, like, you know, which of these powers do you actually want? I mean, like, heart wins, hands down. I mean, setting things on fire is awesome. But, like, as I mentioned, having people, you can get people to set things on fire for you if you have heart. You can even get people to not put out the fire for you if you have heart. And, like, I mean, the other ones, they're sweet enough. But, like, none of them are things that can't be, you know, replicated with the appropriate application of human power, which heart gives you basically unlimited access to. So, yeah, I agree that in context, heart is awful, but in any other context, it's a ridiculously broken power. The kid who normally wanders around the quad saying, Z, has changed his tune and been telling me I don't look well and if I'm alright. I had no idea he could say other words, and I'm completely taken aback. Is this some grand hint about something? Is he preparing to do something else devastating interesting if I could only provide him the proper stimulus. No, he's mostly just being less confusing, since you can't actually get your hands on Z yet. It's a little weird for him to be talking about it, even though in, you know, his, in the context of being him, it does make sense. So, yeah, he just thinks that you don't look good in a Z-ish sort of way. Another thing I'm closing in on, completely brute-forcing, is the cauldron in the autumn reflection. I've put a shard in every color in the order of going up and down the spectrum in a single day. I've caused the color gas to be emitted from non-shard items in the same order. Nothing really special happened, but I still can't move the cauldron. Closing in on putting every single item in the cauldron in all of its consistency and color states, it seems like a sad state of affairs to do though doing things with no rhyme or reason. Would you happen to have a hint about the puzzle here? I would have to look to make sure, but I'm not actually sure that you can move the cauldron. So if you want to, I don't know, teamwork with Argith, I think it was Argith who was working this, like roll the cauldron out under the tree and stand on it to get at stuff. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be able to happen. Oh, hey, speaking of Argith, wow, that's, I was not looking ahead, that's just blind luck. Hello, Kinnick. Hi, Argith. We were literally just talking about you. I promise it wasn't anything bad. How many more seasons of Survivors do we have? Rounding out to 30, as soon as Old Town is ready to go? More the latter than the former. Yeah, well, if it ends up being 36, 39, 12, however many. Speaking of Old Town, it seems unusual how things went from the multi-path option to a single area. However, from the text from the survivors, it looks like each of them has a different expectation and possibly a different chunk of data to hunt in the vault. Care to confirm or deny? Yeah, there's some branching as far as... I mean, there's a lot of branching just in terms of how you're getting through Old Town in general, but also... within the vault, there's differing expectations based on whose quest you're on. I don't quite seem to have the knack for driving the big digger around. Is that still waiting for implementation? Instant access to the vault, instant high alert? Or is there going to be a situational trigger thing, need to encounter X, which needs to be dug up to use the big digger? You should be able to drive it some already, but... obviously there are places you might want to dig that don't exist yet. Going backwards a bit, any hints you can give us on the mirror? There hasn't been a whole lot of progress beyond that odd message in spring, which would imply that we want to hit summer next, and following the trend, it's about reaching things without causing events in the season, but giving apples and snakeskins to the girl and not fishing up the snake doesn't seem to do anything, especially since there's no tunnel encounter. Let's see. Probably the thing that I think people could get, you know, today, if they wanted to, is that there are certain things you can do with the shards only when you're in the right mindset, let's say. And those will make a lot of sense once you see them. But yeah, there's some undiscovered stuff that hopefully that'll help. More directly, something hiding in the snake tunnel vent, since that does closely mirror the combat with the hermit, and we have 3 out of 4 options available each round. Well, only 2 are safe, but yeah. But going up every time we can has done nothing. Same with going down. No secret passages seem to be anywhere appear either. So obviously, if it's related somehow, it's a bit twisty. The sort of mini games in seasons are distinct. Any sort of interrelation that they may appear to have is ephemeral. Old Town is a data dump. This implies the next location is either downtown or we're going to be visiting older locations with the new key. Considering how little we know about Photon right now, that may even be literal, heading into places that unlock its last effects, sitting in lockers or apartments. Photon appears to have been our hound eye spider binder, hooking them into his mechanical beasts. Are those critters going to become more notable? Will the spiderweb covered buildings be involved? There will eventually be more content that hooks back into some of the older areas in the main quest line, but the path from Old Town does go downtown. After Old Town is done in the main quest line, downtown is the next step. Not trying to be vague here, like, literally, this just isn't sure one way or another yet. There may or may not be stuff in downtown that requires, you know, going to places outside of downtown to get, you know, items or information that you require. Any clues for some of the older skills we're still missing? Well, there are a couple that people are narrowing in on, even in this this very question thread. One more edited in, just because I'm running into it now. Why do a lot of techniques seem that much harder to get after you start using them? I tried to get 4 of a tech just because it's generally useful, but I'm running into issues where after 3 of a tech, getting another instance just doesn't seem to happen. For most of them, there's a sort of, there's some mechanism or another that provides for diminishing returns, just so you don't get completely flooded out with them. Whereas other techniques are legion. I'm looking at you, Ghoulbite. Yeah, so that they don't do that. And so that, like, getting the new Kitex is generally in some way interesting. So most of them, 2 exceptions I can come up with right away, being Dive for Cover and Ghoul Bite, generally have diminishing returns. Anyway, keeping on spiring, working on the game Twilight Heroes must be tough. Thank you very much. Aside from living in a house right now that is filled with hammering and dust, things have actually been going very well, and I've been getting more stuff done on both games than I have been on either game, really, up to this point. It's actually a better way to say it, than I have been on both games together up to this point. Like, even when I sort of, like, buckled down and focused on one of them, I've been getting less done than I am on each of them now. Even if I'm still not making sense, you can probably get the point I'm trying to go at. Hopefully we can keep that up, and hopefully we can eventually ramp that up even further. I would like to, you know, get towards the end of the main quest line someday. But right now it's just one thing at a time, and hopefully Halloween is awesome, and the rest of Old Town is awesome, and then we can start talking about wrapping up the Novos stuff and moving onward from there. I'm sure it doesn't shock you to hear me say that I've got a lot of stuff planned. The amount of stuff, actually, that I have sort of, like, on a burner somewhere dwarfs the amount of stuff that I've put in already, so even if we start cranking things up to high gear, I doubt I'll be running out of things to do anytime soon. And some questions from Deadeye. Hi, I'm Arcane's brother, and he has requested me to ask a question. Oh, thanks, Deadeye and Arcane. Midgard heavies are immensely harder to combat, while the Spectral Pirates are trivial comparatively. That said, the Midgard heavies only give 4 XP, while the Ghost Pirates give 5 XP. How did this decision come to pass? probably me vastly overrating the difficulty of the Ghost Pirates when they went in, and then just not using them as a baseline going forward. It's possible that, I mean, it's very possible that the Ghost Pirates should only be giving, like, 3 XP. More likely, the Ghost Pirates should, they should probably flip spots, and the Ghost Pirates should do, it should be 3 or 4, and the Midgard Heavies might be more appropriate if they do 5, because they're pretty mean. Baton Guards have a pretty cool baton technique that either does a lot of stealth damage or melee damage. Will we have opportunity to learn cool baton techniques? There is, in fact, a baton technique that should be available, and I would not be opposed to slipping in some more, too. Maybe sometime we'll do a little update like the knife one. I did, it's probably a year ago now, maybe longer, and have just, you know, all batons all the time this week. But obviously I'm neck deep in some other crazy stuff right now, so I'm writing down the notes you gave for the XP comment, which is why I just paused there. So, I think that is it. I hope everyone has enjoyed the questions and answers. I've got a whole lot of stuff coming out, obviously. The current situation is that my big focus right now is I've gotten sort of Old Town to the point that I wanted it to be before I did Halloween, so now I'm working on Halloween. Also, sort of, if I have some time, we'll do a little Old Town on the side, but I wouldn't expect Old Town to actually be done until after Halloween. Halloween will probably not be as intense as it has been in some years past, but I think people will still find it enjoyable. And yeah, there's sort of an intentional drawing back of that, because I would like to be spending more time on permanent things like Old Town than on Halloween, even though it's friggin' awesome. And I do like limited time content. There's sort of a balance I want to strike there. And when if we get to this time next year and I am rocking the content, you know, we've got all this Novos stuff done. You know, Old Town is, if it's not out by this time next year, I probably got hit by a car or something, but, you know, Old Town's out, Novos is out, some other major content have gotten released. We're sort of been moving at the same pace that we have been for the last couple months. Then I might be able to set aside, like, you know, October and make, like, the Halloween to end all Halloweens. But for right now, since we're just sort of getting started, I'd rather not spend a bunch of that momentum on something that's going to vanish into the mists of time, as, you know, beautiful as it may be. So, yeah. So there's hopefully people still enjoy what does come out for Halloween. And then rest of Old Town, the rewards for the Survivors resets, the start of the Old Town resets, which should be very cool. Oh, one other consideration I should mention for the end of Old Town. It ends up getting sort of weird and juggly with the season breaks. I would like to do, basically set it for the end of the Survivors reset into Old Town reset for season breaks, just so that it doesn't screw up the runs for that season, because like adding an entire other quest on the end of a season would just be weird. So I guess probably the season break after after Old Town is done, I guess, would probably be the time to expect that. And I would, yeah, that's actually, and that lets me split things up a little bit too, so hopefully we can, there's a donation item that should be coming out, middle of this month, hopefully getting, art for this week, and, so, assuming I don't just totally kill myself with Halloween, which has happened before, it would either be, like, the November-ish or December-ish, season, when the season that starts, you know, definitely not this season, obviously, but next season or the one after that, whichever one is after Old Town is finished, after you can get into the vault and actually complete the quest, that will kick off sort of the new reset. Season would be a great word for that, but obviously the new reset league or contest, the more the broader system. I do think that that will, in general, follow pretty closely in the footsteps of the Survivors contest, in that, you know, the counting of skills, depth, things like that. I really like how that's worked out, and like the sort of rewards that that provides for actually like broad-based, you know, a hard push for broad-based testing, which is great for me, and I think adds a lot in terms of gameplay as well. Like, it's not just a purely selfish thing where I actually, you know, get the weird things that I put out there tested. I totally went off on a tangent. So, Halloween, Old Town Vault, being like the end of the Old Town quest, end of the Survivors Contest, and the beginning of Old Town Contest. And those will obviously just happen at the same time. It'll just be a handing off of the torch there. And then, hopefully, Novos PvP. As I said, though, I can't 100% promise that after after Halloween, I won't be pretty burnt out for a while. There have been years in the past where I've done Halloween and then just like crashed out for a month or more and just not been able to do anything or like function, which is the part of the reason I'm sort of trying to keep things on a tighter leash. But yeah, I think hopefully that was coherent. That's sort of the path going forward. And after the Novos PvP stuff, sky's the limit. There's a lot of stuff that I want to work on, and it's a question of how I'm going to prioritize everything. And hopefully a lot of smaller updates, stuff like skills you can find in Old Town, more sweet baton techniques, because everybody likes batons, apparently. Just like little options and fiddly bits. PvP in Old Town, I mean, that's just scratching the surface of the stuff that's sort of out there that we've talked about in the last hour or so, however long we've been talking. So, that should be it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for asking questions, for donating. And I really appreciate all of that. And we should be heading into a interesting Halloween season. And hopefully, Golden Age of more content coming out. It seems to be doing really well so far, but obviously I'm not the sort of person who likes to give promises about the future, but I hope that we can look back at this time next year and be like, holy shit, a lot of stuff came out in the last year. And I'm at a point where I would not be surprised if that were the case. So that's, I guess, as close as you're going to get to actual optimism for me. But thanks very much, and I really appreciate all of your support. And have a great day.